We are up against it if we're trying to lead a spiritual life, up against it individually, up against it collectively. There are all sorts of ideologies around by which we may be ensnared. I've mentioned individualism. I think that's one of the most important, one of the most lethal. There's consumerism, there's commercialism, there's materialism in general, and so on. And of course, we sometimes find that even our Buddhist thinking is affected by these other ideologies that are around. We find people trying to bring together maybe Buddhism and Christianity, or try to bring together the Dharma and some form of therapy, mix them up together. I remember when I was in the States once, when I was at Yale, someone came to see me who was very enthusiastic about behaviorist psychology, and he was convinced that, well, it was more or less the same thing as Buddhism. He found it very difficult to accept from me that the two were really rather different. So we do get to the danger of the possibility of the purity of the Dharma being adulterated by elements, ideological elements, that really have no connection with the Dharma. And I'm sure you can all think of some examples for yourselves that you've encountered or have even had to wrestle with, you know, from time to time. And in this connection, I came across quite interesting book recently. It was written by Dzongsa Khyentse Rinpoche, who is believed to be an incarnation of Tulku, of one of my own teachers, Jamyang Khyentse Rinpoche. Dzongsa Khyentse Rinpoche is a modern incarnate lama. That is to say, he's well acquainted with English. He has quite a good knowledge of Western culture. And you may have heard of him as the director of a film called The Cup. Yes? Yes. So that may help you to identify him. And he's recently published a book. And it's called, let's see if I can get it right, What Makes You Not a Buddhist? No, that's rather a surprising question. And he's had quite an extensive experience teaching the Dharma, especially perhaps Tibetan Buddhism, in various parts of the Western world, not only in the States and Europe, but also in Australia and New Zealand. And he must have come across some rather strange Buddhists, what one might call hybrid Buddhists, half Buddhist and half something else. And as a result, he's written this book, What Makes You Not a Buddhist? And of course, he said that what makes you not a Buddhist is that you do not wholeheartedly accept and entrust yourself to the four Dharma Mudras. The four Dharma Mudras. What makes you not a Buddhist if you do not accept the four Dharma Mudras? So what are the four Dharma Mudras? They're a quite traditional list, in fact. They're very traditional and very well known and often mentioned in Buddhist literature. Canonical and otherwise. And there are various versions, and Rinpoche has produced his version. I hope I can see it. Some of it may sound familiar, some not. All compounded things are impermanent. All emotions are pain. All things have no inherent existence. Nirvana is beyond conception. So these are the four Dharma mudras. And why are they called Dharma mudras? Well, what is a mudra? There are many meanings of this word. The one that's relevant here is a mudra is a seal. If a document has a seal, somebody's personal seal or an official seal attached to it, you know that the document is genuine. Nowadays, of course, we don't have seals so much as signatures. But the Dharma mudra, or the Dharma mudras, are those seals, as it were, that guarantee that this is the teaching of the Dharma, this is the Buddha's teaching. If a teaching bears these four seals, it's authentic. If it doesn't bear them, or if it contradicts them or disagrees with them, it can't be authentic, it cannot be Buddhist. So this should give us a great deal of food for thought, because more often than not we tend to ask, well, what is it that makes a Buddhist? But Rinpoche has turned it completely round. What is it that makes one not a Buddhist? And you're not a Buddhist if you don't believe or accept that all compounded things are impermanent. And that means all. All means all. If there are any exceptions, if you make any little exceptions, you're not a Buddhist. Your belief does not bear the stamp of the Dharma seal. And all emotions are pain. That's a more difficult one, perhaps. Of course, emotions like hatred, fear, jealousy, anxiety, uncertainty, these are quite obviously painful. But what about things like love? Some people would say, well, there are emotions which are not painful. But if they're not immediately painful, well, sooner or later they may become painful if you lose that emotion for any reason. If you see, and in any case, no emotion, no positive emotion even, according to the Dharma, can give you complete and final happiness or joy. So all emotions are pain. And then all things have no inherent existence. There's no permanent, unchanging soul or self. That, of course, as I'm sure you all know, is one of the basic doctrines of the Dharma. Yes, one of the four Dharma mudras. We've studied that, no doubt, quite a lot in the past. And Nirvana is beyond conception. It's very easy to talk slickly about Nirvana, or about enlightenment, or Bodhi. But do we really understand what it is? Do we really know? It's much better if we think of it as a mystery, something beyond our conception. And it's good also if we can think of the Buddha not as just that well-known historical character, Siddhartha Gautama, but as a very mysterious, distant personality, if we can even use that word at all of him, that word personality. Someone very distant, very mysterious, very almost numinous, as it were, rather than being somebody about whom we do know quite a lot. We know quite a lot about the circumstances of the Buddha's life, and we know what he did in a sense. We know about his effect on his contemporaries, especially his disciples. But do we really know what the Buddha was really like? Do we really have any understanding of what his experience, his enlightenment was in its depth? So, we have to recognize that Nirvana is beyond conception. So I think Tsongkhapa Rinpoche has performed in a way a very useful service, and given us really, when I say us, given all Western Buddhists, really something to think about. We as Western Buddhists have to ask ourselves, do we really accept? Do we really believe? Do we really have faith, as it were, in these four Dharma mudras? If we don't, we have to accept that, well, we're not Buddhists after all, perhaps much less Buddhists than we really thought that we were. So I hope that Rinpoche's book will be found in FWBO bookstores, and that at least some of you will read it and perhaps study it. So I think it's very good, it's very appropriate that on this day, when we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the FWBO, that we should be thinking along these lines, that we should even, in a way, go back to fundamentals, asking ourselves, not just what makes us Buddhists, but also what does not make us Buddhists. I think it's a very useful exercise. So we had the four Dharma mudras, of course, are common to the whole Buddhist world. In principle, in theory, all Buddhists accept the four Dharma mudras. We just have to be certain that that is really the case, so far as we personally are concerned. So,